Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gunner and Cheyenne. Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 10.
Camel Country 107.9, number one for new country.
On the phone with us this morning, Javier Gutierrez, president and CEO of our Arizona Coyotes. Javier.
Good morning. How are you?
How's it going, man?
I'm doing okay. Always great to talk to you guys. How are you?
You too, man. We are fabulous. So excited about the season opener, man.
Absolutely. Dropping the puck. My first season opener, so I'm especially excited.
I'm jazzed. I put my jersey on Saturday, took a picture. I'm just so excited to wear it to work on Thursday.
I was going to say, I saw that. Nice social media plug. I love it.
Well, you know what? You're welcome. Anything I can do. We're big fans.
Absolutely. Thank you. You guys are great.
Coyotes of the San Jose Sharks at Gila River Arena, 7 o'clock on Thursday. So now there is going to be some people in attendance, fans in attendance.
There is. Okay. There is. We worked with the city of Glendale and the county, the state, obviously the NHL and all the league protocols. And the city gave us permission to go up to 25% of the arena, which is about 3,400 people. And
okay.
It was at the recommendation of the manager, ASM, which manages facilities around the globe. I think that you do about 350. So we're excited about that.
Awesome. So what kind of safety protocols do you guys have in place?
We have, it's a lot. It's very comprehensive. It's something
run
that's
down
been
the list. We don't have time for that,
just
Cheyenne.
Know that they're there, okay?
Exactly.
They're there in their place.
We could have a whole show just on that. But in all seriousness, you know, it was always top of mind and will continue to be top of mind. Obviously, we're fully aware that we're in the midst of this pandemic and this health crisis and this economic crisis and how it's impacted everybody here in the Valley and across the world. It starts with ASM. They have this significant protocols that they've rolled out across all 300 plus facilities around the world called Venue Shield, everything from sanitation to ingress, egress. People are going to be in 2 and 4 person pods. So there's significant facilities management protocols. And then on the tech side, we've rolled out a new app. Everything is going to be contactless. Everything is going to be mobile. I will point out the biggest issue is obviously masks need to be worn 100% of the time. And second, there aren't going to be any bags allowed. And so I know that's going to be something we got to get people comfortable with, that they can't bring any bags, not even clear bags, just no bags. And if you can get the word out on those two issues, that would be important. The app is called Venue, not to confuse it, but it's called Venue Next, and it'll have your prepaid parking, your tickets. That's how you'll pay for food, beverage, and merchandise. So it's all contactless.
Wow.
Then we also partnered with Clear, you know, the Clear app that you'd use typically at the airport.
Yeah.
That's how you'll do your health screening. So when you come in the outer perimeter of Gila River, you'll download the app if you don't already have it, and that's what you'll answer all the questions, you know, do you have a fever? Have you been exposed? And all those types of things. And that'll also help us with contact tracing. And then, you know, just a number of other tech, you know, solutions that the fans will see when we're there. There's also, as you guys know, we went to a flexible spending account very early on, where our season ticket members could use their proceeds from previous years to either tickets this year, merchandise, food, either this season or next season. So
that's cool.
A lot of things that we really, really tried to keep top of mind in terms of health and safety.
So is that who has access to the tickets, is the season ticket holders?
Yeah, we wanted to go first to the season ticket holders and give them a chance. But starting today, we will have single game tickets available to the general public. And okay. So you'll be seeing a big push on that. We also had this deal, I don't know if you saw, in terms of mini suites. You could, for the first time, get these small party suites in 4-6 person, sort of packages.
Yeah. Wow.
And so a lot of people have really gravitated towards that. And that's also been a big hit with folks.
Well, I love that.
So do I. And it really sounds like you guys are going to be setting the standard for sporting events and in person.
We're very proud of everything that we've done, but obviously we're very cautious and
right.
We're always mindful. I think you guys have heard me say this previously. We can't eliminate this risk. It's a pandemic that's all around us.
Yeah.
We're going to try to manage it and mitigate it as best as we can, and really try to give our fans the best experience possible.
I love that. All right, so now with the addition of the Seattle Kraken, you guys, the Coyotes, have moved to a different conference or division?
It's a different division, but we actually don't move till next year.
Oh, okay.
What happened this year, as you can imagine, is we had to try to minimize travel. They did create new divisions. There's an all-Canadian division, in large part because the Canadian government really imposed significant limitations on travel in and out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's a Western, there's an Eastern, and there's sort of like a Central division. And in fact, I'm sure you guys saw the NHL actually sold the naming rights to those divisions. So we're technically in the Honda division.
The Honda division. I did not see that.
I haven't seen that either.
All right, so the Honda division, what are the other names?
So it's ourselves. It's going to be I believe it's the Nova Scotia. And should be told, I focus more on ours.
The Honda division.
Get over the Honda division.
Yeah.
That sounds so weird.
Well, I guess when you don't have as many tickets being sold, not as much revenue coming in, you got to sell what you can, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I give credit to the league to being innovative in doing so.
Yeah.
That's
brilliant. Good for them. Bringing in money where it needs to be brought in. I like it.
Now, you guys just hired Coyotes legend Shane Doan, 21 NHL seasons with the Coyotes. He's now he's in the front office. Tell us what that means for the Coyotes.
It was really special. I know it was really special for him and his family and certainly for us. I shared the story that Shane was one of the first people to reach out to me. I'd never met him before. And he called me shortly after I was announced. And he just said, anything you need, you let me know. And it really shows the type of person that he is. He's literally the embodiment of class and really the embodiment of the type of organization we want to be in terms of really caring for this community. As Bill Armstrong says, bleeding in the desert for this organization. And it was just a really, really special day for us to announce. And he's going to be both working, he's going to report to me and work with me on the business side. And I know that was a really big, point of emphasis for him. He really wants to develop as a business executive. And clearly, he brings an incredible amount of value on the hockey side, having been the captain, having been just this beloved player for so many years. As I've, kidded around with him, he's on the Mount Rushmore sports in Arizona. He really is. And I just think that it really is going to be a very special relationship. And he's excited. I'm excited. Our organization, our ownership is very excited. And so I think it's going to be a great relationship. And I know that the fans have been just truly embracing him back to be formally back with the organization.
That's fantastic.
He's going to be there hand in hand with you leading the charge on getting that new arena out there in Tempe, right?
Yeah.
it's still very much moving forward. We're having a lot of discussions.
So, all we're saying is that if you need a committee of people to back you, Gunnar and I are volunteering to be on that committee.
Sure. I love
Absolutely.
It.
No, you guys are always great.
Javier Gutierrez, President and CEO of the Arizona Coyotes, on the phone with us this morning. The Coyotes are the San Jose Sharks. Tomorrow, 7 o'clock at Gila River Arena. You could check it out at Fox Sports Arizona. Watch it on TV there. And again, limited tickets on sale for this. And Javier, we enjoy talking to you every single time. We just appreciate your time. We really do.
guys, thank you always so much. You guys are such great supporters, such great fans, and hopefully we'll have a chance to actually meet in person and have you come out to a game.
Yeah,
so hopefully soon.
Say just hello.
If you ever have any extra tickets laying around, man, we'll be happy to scoop those up.
Yes, we will.
Absolutely. Anytime. On me.
Awesome. I love it. Javier, thank you so much, man. Have a great day.
All right. Go Yotes.
Gunner and Cheyenne are everywhere. Just follow us at Gunner and Cheyenne on TikTok and Instagram.
Camel Country 107.9, number one for new country.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.